Avatar, the biggest box office success in history, has opened the door for 3D TV. The first 3D home entertainment system, according to Panasonic, its manufacturer, was sold to Brad and Ashley Katsuyama in New York for $3,100.
My wife's 5.5 months pregnant, so watching a lot more movies now than we used to, so looking forward to watching movies.
I'm super excited. I think our child will be the first kid in America to watch all these movies on 3D.
It's supposed to be the ultimate home viewing experience, designed to put you in the game or give you the thrill of 3D in a big theater. Already, a new Alice in Wonderland in 3D is replacing Avatar at movie theaters in the United States. And studios are planning to release new 3D movies in the coming months. Bloomberg's media specialist, Mike White, has analyzed the numbers for the television sets.
The forecasts that I've seen, and this is from a research firm called Insight Media, calls for sales to increase from about $3.3 million this year to $50 million by 2015. That's worldwide. They see this as something that people are going to buy.
Shiro Kitajima is president of a division of the Panasonic Corporation of America. He says the company traveled to the United States to find out if American consumers will dig deep into their pockets for 3D television sets.
Our survey of nearly 100,000 consumers shows that once they experience the 3D, they immediately see its value, and they say that they are willing to pay a premium to have it at home.
Sports programs and movie channels are expected to drive the push for 3D television. ESPN says it will launch ESPN 3D, the first 3D television network with 85 live sporting events the first year, starting with the 2010 World Cup in June. 20th Century Fox says it will release the 3D version of Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs on Blu-ray. And DirecTV, which delivers television programs by satellite, announced it will have 3D channels starting in June. Lauren Aronson, an editor at Popular Science magazine, says a new Blu-ray video player has paved the way for 3D TV.
People have been demonstrating these 3D sets for a long time. But the reason it's really coming out now is because of a new standard for Blu-ray players that can show the movies in 3D. Before, there was really no way to get that 3D movie into your house, and now there is, and that's why the sets are coming out now. The way 3D works is it creates the impression of both of your eyes seeing a separate image at once.
For the moment, the 3D sets come with one pair of glasses. Extra ones cost about $150 each. In general, the reaction to 3D has been enthusiastic.
It looks great. It just jumps out at you.
Yeah, I think as we get more content, this will be a very interesting technology.
I would definitely buy a 3D TV because I know that I'll want it in the future, but there's some improvements that need to be made in terms of the fit of the glasses, at least for me, and for kids too.
Avatar created a new planetary experience and an Earthbound experience in 3D on television too. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.